Welcome to chapter 3, where we talk about the umbrella story. And this is really an important part of writing a book, right? Because it's going to help your reader understand the central theme or transformational promise that ties your book together. So it reads like a guided journey instead of a loose collection of ideas. And we probably all read those books or heard someone speak, and we thought, I don't get it. I don't understand where we're headed. And so either we put down the book or we tune out on a speaker. Because it is a problem when we have too many stories. Many would-be authors have so much material, blog notes, posts, podcasts, life events, that without a unifying idea, it turns into a diary dump instead of a very curated journey that we want to take people on, right? So that umbrella story is what keeps your reader dry in the rain of ideas, because it gives everything purpose and direction. And I recall a speaker I heard at some point in the past who gave a presentation about metrics in your business. Probably super important. It's something we all need. But his acronym for his program was AARG, maybe an H. So it was ARG, which he equated with what pirates say. So he had a cartoon of a pirate with a parrot on his shoulder. The whole 25-minute presentation, my brain didn't hear a word about metrics because it was saying, I don't understand. Why are we talking about a pirate and metrics? How are the two connected? I don't get it. And I thought it was just me, but in the breakout rooms afterwards, someone asked, well, what did everyone think about the presentation? And I raised my hand. I was like, I'm totally going to confess. I have no idea what he said because I was too caught up trying to understand why we were connecting metrics to a pirate. Well, it turns out my brain was not the only brain thinking that very same idea. Everyone else in the room said the same thing. And if we don't have that umbrella story, then we lose our readers or lose our listeners because our brains are set up to follow breadcrumbs. No one's ever going to say to you, you didn't have to over-explain, I got from A to B on my own. Our brains look for that logic, look for that understanding, so we can sort it into our own system, right? Because here's the difference between purpose and promise. So chapter 2 answered why. Why am I writing this book? Why is it important? And chapter 3 is asking, what promise am I making to my reader? So your purpose fuels you, right? You understand the goal, why you're doing this. The promise carries them to that goal. And your book's umbrella story is the emotional bridge between the two, right? It's creating the breadcrumb so that every podcast episode, every coaching session, every recipe is connected to all the ones above it and below it. So that umbrella story is really the central thread running through every chapter. As I mentioned before, collaborative books are really big. And for many reasons, right? I think they're a great thing. But one of the things you can see about them is somebody doesn't just write a collaboration book of miscellaneous people, miscellaneous ideas. Every story and author is different, but it all ties into this idea of a central thread that connects everybody. And for multiple reasons, right? We could go down the rabbit trail and talk about marketing, but it makes it so much easier to market also when you have a central thread. It makes it easier for people to go, oh, I know exactly what this book is about. So it's really that emotional or philosophical through line that your reader can hold on to. And I'm not saying you can't have a parrot or a pirate with a parrot on his shoulder in your book or your presentation. But what we as readers and listeners need you to do is connect the dots for us. We can't connect the dots, or we will connect the dots wrong. So you always want to make sure that you're building that breadcrumb so that people will take that bridge with you, right? They will say, oh, I want on that train because I see where we've been and where we're headed. So a couple of examples, just so that you can, this makes sense, right? Is for, let's talk about Atomic Habits. Small steps create big change. Oh, we immediately know the journey the author is taking us on. Untamed, breaking rules to find your truth. Yep, again, get it, right? Everything we read about there is tied to that central thread. Book in 30 days. You already know enough. Your voice can build the book. Oh, okay. I get it. So it's that one sentence that captures transformation and tone and really creates that cohesive structure to your book. So finding your umbrella story, right? Here are just some prompts to think about when you're thinking about an umbrella story. What problem or belief runs through everything I teach? Again, this applies to recipes, right? Because I was talking about your why. And this definitely is like the other half of the why. Is, okay, am I doing recipes for gatherings? Am I doing recipes family members gave me? And the belief would be in that case that occasions deserve special meals. Meals bring people together. Family and eating go together. Whatever that belief is or problem. When I wrote a book, I wrote it about storytelling, right? My belief is that everybody has a story that is super impactful. Even if it is not the, oh, I was broke and living in my car and now I'm making $1 million. It doesn't have to be that traumatic. Your story matters. So a second question you could ask, what pattern keeps showing up in your stories or your client work or your podcasts, right? A podcast on interviewing people. Well, because of who we are, we will tend to ask similar questions. We want to know how people tick. How they become successful, right? There will always be a theme or a pattern that will keep showing up. And it's just thinking about it a little bit, you'll start to see that, right? What emotional arc do you want your reader to experience? And as I mentioned previously, you never want them to leave them in the depths, the despair of that emotional arc. But certainly you can take them through emotions within the book. That would be very natural. But what does that arc look like? And are you going to set up four despair chapters and then try to bring them up out of that? You're going to interlace that? So again, thinking about how does this fit into my problem of relief? And what is that emotional arc that the reader's going to go through? A fourth thing you could think about is this book helps blank go from blank to blank by blank or without blank. How are we, again, it really is that through line, right? That thread. Every chapter is helping you get clear on the content you have so you can go from wannabe author to best-selling author by using a simple system. Another one you could do is when you think of me, what message do you always hear? Because that can also create that through line, right? Well, I'm a cheerleader. I'm a coach. I'm an educator. I want to teach people. So at the end, what is the big lesson that I want to teach? What is the problem I'm solving or the belief that runs through everything you're talking about in your book? And listen to yourself and you'll naturally find that, right? Those clues, things that you always talk about, that you're passionate about, that every podcast episode it shows up in, every coaching session it shows up in, every family, when you get together with family and talk about your history, those are the clues that will show you what your umbrella story is about. Because here's some examples of, I guess you could call them umbrella shapes, right? The transformation arc, right? So we're taking somebody from confusion to clarity, from fear to freedom. You can see how that could play out on all sorts of different transformations. There could be a belief shift from I need credentials, I already know enough. I need massive amounts of content to I need a system to organize all this content I have. There could be the movement anchor. So from an individual story to collective change. So I started out as one woman that believed that visibility should be available to all women, and I've created a movement now, right? So my through line is going to be visibility. I know how it changed my life, and now I'm impacting others. Could be an emotional journey from silence to self-expression, from fear to bravery. There's a lot of collaborations out there from that emotion to resilience, right? This is my journey. So what I'd love to invite you to do is name your own umbrella shape in six words or less. Because what the umbrella really gives you is that structure. It gives you to permission to cut out what doesn't serve it. I know when I wrote my book, Turn Your Story into Business Gold, there was one chapter I felt really passionate about, but at the end, it didn't fit in that umbrella structure, right? I could tie the through line in, but it was a little murky. And so cut it, no regrets, move on down the road. It'll also, there will be things you'll think, oh, this doesn't fit. And you get really clear on your umbrella story. And you go, oh, now it does fit. But every story or lesson chapter should trace back to that core promise. So if it doesn't live under the umbrella, it doesn't belong in the book. And this is how you move from random anecdotes, that diary dump, to really intentional storytelling, right? Because a diary dump, as we know, just goes all over the place. And again, our brains are not hardwired to, and I don't know that we have the capacity or desire, right, to connect all the dots. That's what we're looking to the writer, the speaker to do. Because sharing isn't the problem, it's the context. Each story should either illustrate the main belief or transformation or move the reader one step closer to it. So if you think of your book as a bridge, and we've talked about the why and the goal at the end, really creating that umbrella is guiding them across the bridge, right? It's bridging where they are now to where they want to be. Even if that's, I want to be a better cook or have better recipes, your book is guiding them in that direction. So you want to think about writing from your scars, right? The lessons learned, whatever those lessons are, and not the scabs. Because emotionally processed stories carry wisdom and not that wound energy. We don't need more woundedness in the world. What we need is people helping us move beyond that, right? Show us something, teach us, elevate us, inspire us. So why your umbrella story matters, it tells readers what to expect. And it helps them trust you, right? We see you have a clear process. We're looking to you as the authority. If you come across scattered, that diminishes you. When you come across, well, everything is on this core promise, they go, oh, I'm buying in, even though this is a subconscious thing. It keeps you from burning out because clarity reduces decision fatigue. Now there's no more, oh, does this fit? We write it and then we go back and look, and just in my case, I looked, I'm like, ugh, I feel really committed to it, but it does not fit, right? So it's not a hard decision. It also gives your marketing, your speakers, speaking, and your offers a single anchor point. Now we know you as the expert in whatever it is. So once you have your umbrella, then the rest of your content, whether it's podcasts, programs, sessions, can stand under it. And it creates a very clean container, not only for you, but for your reader. So here's a little mini exercise, the one-line promise, right? So I'd invite you to pause and think about this. When readers finish my book, I want them to blank. Because now this can be, once you get clear on this, it can be refined into a tagline or statement, right, that you can repeat. You can do it in interviews, back cover copy. There's so many ways you can use this one-line promise. And that single line becomes the book's North Star. Again, it simplifies the message for you as well as your reader. So really, this is the heart of your book. so excited for you to on this journey of book writing. It really is a fabulous thing to hold your written word in your hand. And next we'll talk about the skeleton, right? The repeatable framework that carries it. So now we've talked about the why, and we know what the promise this book is standing on. Let's build a framework that delivers it.